Hello and welcome back to another episode of Into the 99, where we've got 99 cards because Commander's number one. I'm on your host, Daniel. I'm joined with the boys. I've got Brian, I've got Sherman, I've got Slothy. Brian, how are you doing?
Great. I feel perfectly seasoned from last evening's games.
Yeah, good, clean, fun games for sure. And Sherman, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm not as seasoned as Brian from last night's games, though. I do want to redeem some more points.
That was fun. The point redemption was a very good time.
So for anyone that doesn't know, when we stream on Twitch, Brian has a few things you can redeem points for, and one of them is to reverse the turn order. And I really, really, really wanted my turn, but Daniel really, really, really did not want me to have my turn, along with three other people in the chat. I spent like 12,000 points.
Yeah, you didn't need to have those.
It was a little silly. It was a really fun game, though.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. And Slothy, how about you?
What game were you in?
I stuck around. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. You stuck around.
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys doing? Dan, how are you doing?
I'm good. I currently now have a second undefeated Toxworld deck. Let's go. We played some online games last night, and one of them was Toxworld. And Toxworld is one of the reasons we're not doing the original episode that we wanted to. We were going to do Voja this week. And I've said lots of times, I'm like, let's do Voja, because it was such a cool card. And I kept like wanting to build Voja. I built it basically as soon as it was spoiled. And it's been one of the least fun decks I've ever seen people play into. It's a miserable commander to play against. And then I played Toxworld again last night, and I was like, oh yeah, like people don't like just these miserable commanders. This Toxworld was Group Hug adjacent. It did have Group Hug cards in it, and I did tutor for a Group Hug card in my own defense.
So I walked into both of those games feeling I got shisted on the Rule Zero conversations.
Oh?
Sherman, I don't have a high power deck. All right. I call shenanigans on that one. Daniel, it costs seven. It costs seven, Brian. All mana rocks. Shisty Rule Zero conversations, boys.
I played my jank Song Tribal deck. Okay, it was the fact that both Brady, who joined us for the games, and myself had Goad
decks.
Yeah, that was the only difference. Moment he goaded you and I goaded you, you had to attack Daniel.
And Daniel blew up the only thing that could have prevented me from stopping my attack on him.
Yeah, because when I was goaded, I would attack you, Brian. You had a Mage of Ith. I knew that you would take no damage. That's why I attacked you, and you did not have to worry about anyone else. I was being fair.
No.
Yeah.
We'll agree to disagree there, Sherman. Let's continue on. Please, Daniel.
I would really, really quickly, I would say that you didn't get shafted on the Rule Zero at all for any of those. You just had a bad pick into a Toxworld deck. But that's what happens in blind pick games.
I say...
Sherman still did win.
I say...
That was an allowed win. 100%. Could have attacked with like 19 slugs two turns in a row.
Yeah, I could have done lots of things, but I didn't do those things, and I lost because of it.
But like, once again, it comes down to once again, we have to say, put in more removal.
Yeah, true. Toxworld, zero protection on that bad boy. I had like, I think I have a counterspell and the amalgam. So I've got two pieces of that, zero protection.
Yeah, and I was digging for answers.
Toxworld raw. It is mostly Mana Rocks. Very cheap Mana Rocks. It's a pretty cheap deck. I think that deck's only like $100. But again, that goes back to what I was talking about with this. It's not fun. There's no, like, it is a bunch of Group Hug. Like, it's got like your Howling Minds, your Well of Ideas, your Crew Fixes, things to like make other people drop. But it's just, it's not fun. Toxworld, once it hits the board, is very similar to Voja. And it's not.
Once it gets doubled?
Yeah, I did. I did hit the, that was funny. I really, really genuinely enjoyed Brady's. Just like, oh, I'm not even worried about Toxworld. Two Toxworlds hit the deck. Well. Can we also all admit I was ramping pretty good?
Yeah.
I was ramping pretty good with Garbage Rocks.
Yeah. 100%.
We don't have 100%. Enough Irish whiskey in this coffee for this conversation this morning.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. You
should by turn four or so, you had like 11 or 12 mana at in.
He could have casted his commander turn three, my guy.
Yeah, it was ramping real hard with, again, just garbage rocks. There was no, I wasn't mad at Volton. It wasn't crazy. But yes, so again, Voja is not fun for that. And I wanted to, we started getting like Outlaws of Thunder Junction, and I don't really like the set generally. I don't like the set idea. There's a lot of cool cards in the set. That's a better way to put it. I think the set idea from a storytelling point is nonsense. That doesn't matter. But there's some really cool cards, and one of them is this like Roxanne card, which I've built two of already. Like I was just telling Sherman, my other one, don't even look at my other one. My other one's a land destruction deck. Don't worry about that one. I'll give you that. But Roxanne is just a really, really cool commander. It's definitely the way I like to play because it's got an ETB on it. It's got an attack trigger on it, and it ramps so, so hard, which again, I like to do. Get Toxrill out turn three, hard ramp. So with our Roxanne, we've got, it's Roxanne, Starfall, Savant. 3-1, red, 1, green. It's a cat druid, 4-3. Those are all weird numbers. When Roxanne, Starfall, Savant enters the battlefield or attacks, you create a tapped colorless artifact token named Meteorite with when it enters, it deals 2 damage to any target and tapped add 1 mana of any color. First off, the card could end there and I would have built this. It is a very cool ability. You get ETB damage, which very rarely happens, like unless you got like an Inferno Titan or something. And ETB ramp. That's pretty great. You just get like Dark Steel, I guess not Dark Steel because it's not that, but still, you get like Command Sphere kind of effects of add 1 mana. That's great. It's a really, really good ability. And then they just stapled on this nonsense at the bottom of whenever you tap an artifact token for mana, add 1 mana of any type that artifact token produced. So it's a mana doubler as well, because why wouldn't it be?
Is she riding a rooster?
I don't know.
Or Chocobo.
Roxanne makes rocks. You guys get it. All I know
is... I don't care about the cat right now. I want to know about the rooster mount.
Mow.
Or a cockatrice. Who knows?
Yeah.
Read the storyline. Find out.
Yeah, exactly. What I was going to say, though, is, like I said, this is it's another commander that I can see kind of being a little unruly because you have a lot. You have a lot of artifact generation. You have a crazy amount of ramp, and it's giving you double mana ramp on it. In a worst-case scenario, if you kill my commander... I was going to say, in a worst case, you kill my commander, then my mana rocks that are like my token rocks only tap for 1 mana. Oh no, what am I going to do? Right? It's a pretty crazy ability.
And what's the Simic guy, right? That doubles up non-land.
Like Kinnan. Yeah, exactly. Everyone knows how nonsense Kinnan gets and is.
And he was 2 mana.
Yeah. Oh, and he does all of it. Like Kinnan's got some good stuff, but like Roxanne's really easy. Like my other deck, for instance. This is another food chain commander. And at this point, what isn't a food chain commander? But realistically,
you have 700.
Yeah. But if you if you food chain this and stuff, like you just get your Eternal Scourge or your Squee the Immortal kind of thing going, Roxanne's infinite damage from the command zone and technically infinite ramp if people can't like deal with it and stuff. So all you need is maybe an X spell or two and you can still get around it. Roxanne's a very, very strong commander. And I filled this deck with a bunch of nonsense shenanigans because you don't really need to care about if your commander creates mana rocks. Svela, the Ice Shaper, is another one. And that deck, again, your commander creates mana rocks. You always have mana rocks. There's nothing you can do. You just always have ramp once this hits the board.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic to me.
It's very annoying because it's I didn't think the Golos ban was justified, but I could see why a little bit like on the argument of like, oh, well, it makes your commander so much easier to cast. Every time you cast your commander with this, you are only 1 mana away from casting your commander again if it's removed because that rock is still entering. So unless it's like getting countered, like you, I don't know, rocks.
Or someone's wiping the entire, like all artifacts.
Yeah, if you're getting Vandal Blasted, that's going to be, it's going to be rough. But or like, let's go into my artifacts here. I've got some interesting ones, some kind of annoying ones. I don't know how I feel about the first one, but I like the first one in
I like it.
It's a salty card, and I don't usually like it, but you're making so many artifacts like enter, so it's just a decent include. If you like your friends, take it out. It's Altar of the Brood. Whenever another permanent enters under your control, each opponent puts the top card of their library into the graveyard. I hate that card so much, but sometimes you got to put it in.
I love the card, yet I hate it.
Yeah.
Just like you.
Yeah, right? Like, it's, I don't know. It's one of those things that's nice to have out, but you see why people don't like it. Like Toxtrel.
Yeah.
And then the next one that we got here is the Amulet of Vigor, one colorless. Whenever a permanent enters the battlefield tapped and under your control, untap it.
Yeah, those rocks do enter tapped, so you don't get immediate ramp with them. But that doesn't matter with Alter the Brood. Or Amulet of Vigor does matter with Alter the Brood.
Alter the Brood's still triggering.
True, it is. Slothy, you want to go next?
Sure. Then we've got Arcane Signet, 2 mana, tap for 1 mana of any color in your commander's identity.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, here's a fun one. We have Bargaining Table for 5 mana. Tap X, and you can tap it. Draw a card. X is the number of cards in an opponent's hand.
Decent. So whoever's got like the lowest cards, we draw with it. And we have mana to sink. We needed some mana sinks. We have Barl's Cage, a really annoying card you don't see often. 4 mana. You pay 3. Target creature doesn't untap during its controller's next untap.
Oh, that's not a tap ability either. That's nice.
That is nice. It's a great mana sink if you've got a lot of mana. We've got an unwinding clock in here, so like we can really, really get this nonsense going later. And we got to remember with our commander out, our rocks tap for 2. Because, again, why wouldn't they tap for 2? It just makes sense, of course.
And then we have Chaos Wand, 3 colorless. We can pay 4, tap it. Target opponent exiles cards from the top of their library until they exile an instant or sorcery card. You may cast that card without paying its mana cost, then put the exiled cards that weren't cast this way on the bottom of that library in a random order.
I love all those cards so much.
Hey, I feel like I saw this the other day.
Yeah, Chaos Wand and Wand of Wonder are great cards.
Mm-hmm. Then we've got Conjurer's Closet. 5 mana. At the beginning of your end step, you may exile target creature you control, then return it to the battlefield under your control.
Blink, 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 blink.
We got Diviner's Wand for 3 mana. It's a tribal artifact. And equipped creature has, whenever you draw a card, this creature gets +1/+1 and gains flying until end of turn. And for 4 mana, draw a card. And whenever a wizard creature comes into play, you may attach Divine's Wand to it. It has a quick cost of 3.
I just really like that mana sink to draw. 4 mana, draw a card. Yeah. Isn't horrendous. We've got our Juniper Orrery because I'm a simple man. I like to put Juniper Orrery in every deck I can. 4 mana, each player can play an additional land, and at the beginning of your upkeep, if the player has no cards in hand, they draw 3. I like Juniper Orrery. It really comes in clutch a lot.
Yeah, for Sherman yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Like, the fact that I could foretell my whole hand down.
Yeah, that was fun.
And just draw. Yeah.
The next one that we have after that one's, I don't think I've seen this one. Gonti's Aether Heart, 6 colorless, legendary artifact. When Gonti's Aether Heart or another artifact enters the battlefield under your control, you get 2 energy. Okay, so that's one way of keeping the energy going. Interesting. 2, 4, 6, 8. Pay 8 energy and exile Gonti's Aether Heart, and you get to take an extra turn after this one.
Holy smokes, the price on this jumped up so dramatically.
Well, it triggers on non-token, right? So with all the treasure stuff and food stuff and clue stuff, it's so easy to get the Gonti's off. You don't really see Gonti's Aether Heart very often.
This used to be a junk mythic, though.
Yeah.
Like, did it jump up because of Fallout?
No, it's been going up because, like I said, everything is like food deck and clue deck, right? Like, it's just an auto. Oh. Like, you can auto-include it in so many of those things now because you're already playing. Your whole deck's point is to get clues. Like, Brian's Morska deck, for instance. Like, how many times do you get 3 or 4 clues in a turn?
True.
So that just suddenly is an extra turn.
I don't know. You guys didn't get to see yesterday.
I saw. You got lots of clues.
No, you didn't get to see my rebuild. That was a rebuild.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was good. You were hitting me with... You almost killed me with commander damage. You're bonking.
Of course.
Slothy.
I will take these next 2 to get them out of the way.
Okay.
We've got Gruul Locket, 3 mana. You can tap it for red or green. Pay 4 hybrid Gruul and tap it to sacrifice and draw 2 cards. And then there's Gruul Signet, 2 mana. You can pay 1, tap it to add red green.
On that note, though, of the Gonti's Aether Heart, I'm kind of curious to see like what other cards were junk back in the day, like when they first released.
Oh, so many of them.
Yeah.
Okay, next card we have is Helm of the Host for 4 mana, legendary artifact equipment. At the beginning of combat on your turn, create a token that's a copy of equipped creature, except the token isn't legendary. If equipped creature is legendary, that token gains haste and has equip cost of 5.
which is awesome. If we can get that, if we can start getting Helm of the Host off, right, that's two mana rocks that are entering every turn just from the and attack. Yeah, it's great. And with our commander out, that's four mana. And I'm pretty sure that our Roxanne effects will stack as well whenever you tap an artifact. So then it'll be for three, then it'll be for four.
It should. Mm-hmm. Doesn't say it doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of nonsense. Helm of the Host is a pretty MVP card in the deck. We have our Idol of Oblivion. It's a two mana, just basically draw engine for anything making tokens. Two mana, you tap, draw a card, activate only if you created a token, which is what we want to do every turn. And then pay eight, tap, sack it, make a 10-10 colorless Eldrazi. We're probably not going to do that very often unless we need a big blocker. But most of the time, it's just going to be our draw engine.
Flavor text is pretty awesome.
An Idol? Arise, great one, and cleanse the world of our enemies?
Mm-hmm. True. Then we have the Lithoform Engine. It's been a while since I saw this one. We got four colorless. You can pay two. Tap it, copy target activated or triggered ability you control, and you may choose new targets for the copy. Pay three and tap it. Copy target instant or sorcery spell you control. You may choose new targets for the copy. Pay four and tap it. Copy target permanent spell you control. The copy becomes a token.
Yeah. I'll give you a spoiler alert. We got some token doublers in the deck that's making tokens. They're there. So Lithoform Engine, they made their weird nonsense roundabout ruling where they're like, oh, it doesn't actually be a token. It becomes a token. Nonsense rule. Nonsense rule from the judges. But, pardon me, I'm still very sick. I'm trying. But yeah, nonsense ruling. But regardless, we're trying to hit like another doubling season if we can. Even if it's not giving us token doubling season, we want another doubling season and lots of other cards. So Lithoform is great. At its best, it's amazing to get our other permanents really going. At its worst, we're paying two mana, which is one of our rocks, to double our rock trigger and get another rock.
Yeah. So much mana.
A lot of these things have abilities to do things with.
And then we've got Mind's Eye. Five mana. Whenever an opponent draws a card, you may pay one. And if you do, draw a card.
We got the Mirage Mirror for three mana. And for two, Mirage Mirror becomes a copy of target artifact, creature, enchantment, or land until end of turn.
This card goes in everything.
I love Mirage Mirror. I literally can't put it in enough things. You're not wrong. It's like one of my favorite cards. Mirage Mirror, the Howling Mine. You guys get it? We have the Mirror Matrix, because again, I like mana sinks. Five mana, Mirror Matrix indestructible, all your mirror get 1/1. Pay five, put a mirror artifact, a 1/1 mirror artifact creature token into play. So just another great way to dump the amounts of mana that we have, because we're going to have a lot.
Wow, that's an expensive card too.
Mirror, yeah, that's Urtet really drove the price of those ones up. Urtet's so fun.
The other mirror guy. Yeah. I don't remember him now. The next card that we have here is Orochi Hatchery XX. Orochi Hatchery comes into play with X charge counters on it. You can pay five to tap it to put a 1/1 green snake creature token into play for each charge counter on Orochi Hatchery.
Yeah, that one, it gets pretty out of hand once you get like an untap kind of thing going. If you have, like, in most of your decks that you run a Seedborn, you'd love these kind of things because you can dump 10 mana into it, like 10-20 mana into it, make 10 snakes every turn with a 5 tap.
Yeah, that's true.
Xeris Bait.
Then we've got our Panharmonicon, 4 mana. If an artifact or creature entering the battlefield causes a triggered ability of a permanent you control to trigger, it triggers an additional time.
Of course, solid.
I'm a simple man.
Ooh. Daniel, I love this card. I love this next card so much.
I'm glad you do.
It is Sands of Delirium for 3 mana. Tap X and tap it. Target player puts the top X cards of his or her library into his or her graveyard. Did they rather this to say mill?
We'll be right back.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM. Then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this
is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favorite podcast platforms now.
Well, it probably is Mill now.
Hmm. Yes. Nice. The target player mills X cards.
Oh, that'd be so much fun in the mutate deck for Fallout.
Oh, yeah, I guess, yeah. That's mean.
No, it's not.
Well, true. True, it's fun. We have our Soul Ring, just one mana, tap to add two. Great ramp.
Then we got Staff of Domination, three colorless. You can pay one, untap staff. You can pay two to tap it, you gain one life. You can pay three, tap it, untap target creature. Pay four, tap it, tap target creature. Pay five, tap it, draw a card.
Tap it, tap it, tap it,
tap it, tap it, tap it, tap it, tap it.
Great mana sink.
Mm-hmm. Then we've got Strionic Resonator. Two mana, you can pay two and tap. To copy target triggered ability you control, you may choose new targets for the copy.
Nice, solid. Oh, we got the Sword of Hearth and Home. For three mana, artifact equipment, equipped creature gets +2/+2 and has protection from green and from white. Whenever equipped creature deals combat damage to a player, exile up to one target creature you own, then search your library for a basic land card. Put both cards on the battlefield and under your control, then shuffle. Equip cost of two.
I love the blink on this card. I bought a lot of these ones. I love every version of the artwork. I love the Lord of the Rings one. I love the normal one. I really love the alternate art. They're all great. The Sword of Hearth and Home is one of my favorite recent cards that's come out. Another one is the next one. You don't really see this one very often. It's the Mana Rig, Big Rig himself. Three mana, legendary artifact. Whenever you cast a multicolored spell, create a tap Power Stone token. We don't care. We've got triple X because it's X-rated what we're doing. Tap, look at the top X cards of your library, put up to two of them into your hand and the rest on the bottom in a random order. That is a great mana sink. Like the ability to be able to dig pretty deep, even if you just put like six mana into it, or yeah, six mana, then you just get your top two cards, six mana, draw two, as a decent mana sink.
Especially when you have all those mana rocks.
Yeah, we have big activated costs in this.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is Tower of Fortune, so it's four colorless. Tap eight, draw four cards.
Wow.
In our deck, that's tap four rocks. Easy.
Might as well throw in an Aladdin's Ring.
Yeah, right.
Then we've got the Unwinding Clock, four mana. Untap all artifacts you control during each other player's untap step.
Honestly, that's a card you can't leave on the board. It has to get like disintegrated or like naturalized real quick, because we've got so many like really, really good ETBs, or not ETBs, but like just activated abilities, like the Orochi Hatchery, the Mirror Matrix, the Mana.
Oh yeah,
Rig.
You have so many mana sinks.
Yeah, you don't want me to have access to my double mana rocks.
Why don't you?
Unless.
Why don't I have a Seedborn?
You're an ally.
Yeah.
Because I don't have any Seedborns, Brian, because I can't find them because someone keeps buying them all.
Not me. I haven't bought any. I sold some.
Oh, well, I didn't. I haven't found.
I put them back into the.
I haven't found any in a long time. Seedborn's such a good card. Seedborn does need a reprint. I complain all the time about how many reprints, but Seedborn needs one.
We got our last artifact here. Wand of Wonder for three and a red. For four mana, you tap it, roll a d20. Each opponent exiles cards from the top of their library until they exile an instant or sorcery card, then shuffle the rest into the library. You may cast up to X instant and or sorcery spells from among cards exiled this way without paying their mana cost. So 1 through 9, X is 1. 10 through 19, X is 2. And if you roll that natural 20, it's going to be X is 3.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Always a fun time.
Do you like rolling dice again? Slothy like rolling dice?
Oh, yeah, with Mr. House.
True. Our creature section's nothing crazy, but there's some cool stuff in it. We have an Aki Scrap Chomper as our first one. It is a Phyrexian Goblin, 1/1 for one red. It has pay one and a red and tap it, sack an artifact or land, draw a card. We've got artifacts to spare.
That's pretty awesome, actually. The next one we have is Ant Queen, 3/2 green insect. One and a green to put a 1/1 green insect creature token onto the battlefield, and it itself is a 5/5.
Also a great mana rock.
I added in.
Or mana sink.
Yeah. Then we've got Birds of Paradise, green for a 0/1 bird with flying, and tap to add one mana of any color.
Bolt the bird. All right, we got Cogwork Assembler for three mana. Artifact creature Assembly Worker is a 2/3. For 7 mana, you can create a token that's a copy of target artifact. That token gains haste. Exile it at the beginning of the next end step.
Might be one of the better cards in the deck, because we got to remember that those aren't just mana rocks. They also bolt on entry. Shock on entry, I guess, yeah. So if we have a lot, like if we have this in our unwinding clock out, we can just nonstop like slam the board with like meteors, which are, again, also potential creature removal for anything.
I feel like you've just taken the faster way for the rock guy with this.
What do you mean?
Who's the rocks?
Oh, Tago?
Yeah. Feel like this is Tago, but you don't have to equip.
Yeah. Togo bonking. Yeah, Cogwork Assembler is a really, really cool card. I really, really like that one. The next one, the only ones I really like from the Doctor Who set, and who couldn't like it, Displaced Dinosaurs. 5 double green for a 7/7 dinosaur. As a historic permanent enters under your control, it becomes a 7/7 dinosaur creature in addition to its other types. So now our rocks are bolting, they're double mana, and they're 7/7 dinosaurs. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah.
I just realized that this could go in the Clue decks as well.
Sure could.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
It's a pretty nonsense card. I don't know why they would ever print something like that. It's so silly. Like, it should have been non-token historic permanents. Just the fact that you can turn, like, every
Don't food. Give them that. They've put an adding in non-token onto everything. Like, but, what's the point of having our tokens?
But again, think how many, like, decks, like, make, like, treasure tokens. Think of everyone in your decks that runs Smothering Tithes, and somebody just doesn't pay for 4 draws, and you get, you know, like, 28 damage.
I think with Displaced Dinosaurs out, I feel like people would naturally be a little bit more conscious about paying for them.
Not this guy.
Well, that's
I don't care. I don't care who the IRS sends. I'm not paying those taxes.
And that 28 damage is coming straight for you.
That's true.
The next one, I'll just take the next to help get through those ones. So we have Elvish Mystic, which is 1 green. Elf Druid, you can tap it, add 1 green to your mana pool. And then we got its close relatives, Finhorn Elves. 1 green, Elf Druid, tap to add 1 green. They're both 1/1s.
Yeah. Then we've got Alcyn, Emerald Archdruid. 3 and a green for a 2/4 legendary elf druid. You can pay 1. Until end of turn, target token you control becomes a green bear creature with base power toughness 4/4, in addition to its other colors and types, and choose a background.
It's so fun releasing Alcyn and watching him tear apart the goblins in bear form.
Well, that's basically what you do in this deck. You have so many of these rocks, and then you just, hey, they're suddenly bears. You think I can't do anything because they're just mana rocks? Wrong.
All right, we got the Hedron Detonator for 2 and a red. It's a goblin artificer for 2/3. Whenever an artifact enters the battlefield under your control, the detonator deals 1 damage to target opponent, and you can tap it to sacrifice 2 artifacts. Exile the top card of your library. You may play that card this turn.
His flavor text.
Complete this. I love it. I'll take the next 2 so Brian doesn't get stuck with it again. Ingenious Artillerist is the first. 2 and a red for a human artificer 3/1. Whenever one or more artifacts enter under your control, it deals that much damage to each opponent. Again, just pretty simple bolt, get our meteors going a little more, and then we have a Llanowar Elves. So 1 green, taps for 1 green, 1/1 human or elf druid.
Ingenious Artillerist, I put that into a Nim.
It's a good card.
The next one we do have here is Obsidian Fireheart, 1/3 red elemental. 1/2 red, put a blaze counter on target land without a blaze counter on it. The dam's getting blazed over here. Oof, that's a first. For as long as that land has a blaze counter on it, it has, at the beginning of your upkeep, this land deals 1 damage to you.
Yeah.
It's a fall.
Another pretty good mana sink to be annoying.
Everybody's getting blazed today.
Yeah. I like the artwork. It actually looks really cool.
You don't see Obsidian Fireheart very often, but if you've got a lot of mana, that really can, like, I play with people who ramp a lot. I'm one of them. I've got sometimes like 10 mana out, like 10 lands out. That's pretty regular. And having 10 damage every upkeep, that sucks. That sucks a lot. This is the anti that new Obika card where you get extra upkeeps. Go ahead, take them.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice. Then we've got Peregrine Took, 2/green for a 2/3 legendary halfling citizen. If one or more tokens would be created under your control, those tokens plus an additional food token are created instead, and you can sack 3 foods to draw.
Fun card, good card. All right, we got the Reckless Fireweaver for one in a red. Human Artificer is 1/3. Whenever an artifact enters the battlefield under your control, Reckless Fireweaver deals 1 damage to each opponent.
Again, our basic artifact stuff. I hate how much this card is needed the next one. It's needed in so many decks, but like it just gives me that extra trigger. And it gives it my enter the battlefield. Like it's too good of a card. The Roaming Throne really already needs a reprint. Like $35 doesn't feel good to buy. It's not fun to buy. But yeah, Roaming Throne.
You buy a box and you pull like 5 of them.
No, it's still too pricey of a card for how utility based it is.
I feel like I pulled so many of them.
Did you?
Yeah.
But how many boxes?
I sold at least 6.
But how many boxes did you buy?
Like 3?
That's a lot though. That's like 120 packs.
Well,
you pulled 6.
I kept like 4. Like I pulled a dumb amount of these guys.
You should have kept them all because they're just going to keep going up. They're nonsense. It's too good of a card. So 4 mana, 4/4 golem with ward 2, because why wouldn't they staple ward onto it? As it enters, you choose a creature type. Cat Mao. Is our cat a cat druid? It is. I would choose druid in this deck. I got so many of them. All the land of wars and stuff. Anyways, so we've got we would choose druid then, or cat, whatever works. If the triggered ability of another creature you control of the chosen type triggers, it triggers an additional time. So again, just our attacks going up. Like we definitely want to get more rocks and more bolt off.
More bolt.
More bolt, less birds.
Oh, and then to help you with that, we got the Sulfum. We got Sulfum Mayhem Dominus.
Dominus.
Dominus. 2/2 red Phyrexian Horror. If a source you control would deal non-combat damage to an opponent or a permanent opponent controls, it deals double that damage to that player or permanent instead. And we can pay 1/2 Phyrexian red, so either red or 4 life. Discard 2 cards, put an indestructible counter on Sulfum Mayhem Dominus.
I love the Dominus cycle, it's really good.
Mm-hmm. I have all of the Mondrax.
Yeah, true. You do like that
Mondrax. Actually, I probably have a good portion of the Sulfums too.
Then our final creature here is Wulfgar of Icewind Dale. 3 red green for a 4/4 legendary human barbarian with melee. And if a creature you control attacking would cause a triggered ability of a permanent you control a trigger, it triggers an additional time.
Yeah.
I think there's another card that does that too.
Ishin, but...
Yeah. But not in the right colors.
Yeah, not in these colors for me. Okay.
Because he's Mardu.
Yeah. But again, like I said, we want to get as many of these treasure triggers off as we can.
Why no not Russian bull meteor. Guy?
Sorry, say it again.
The bull. I think your brother has him as a commander whenever you put a landfall extra attacks.
Oh, Morog?
Yeah.
I'm not really a landfall deck. I don't even think I have a cultivate in this deck. Yeah, like I'm looking at it
now, you don't have the ramp. That's amazing.
Yeah, the ramp is all rocks, right? Like I need rockfall.
Yeah. Rockstar.
That does sound like a new ability that they should have.
Yeah, rockfall would be great. Every time a mana rock enters. Toxrill goes silly. PTSD.
All right. What section do you want to cover next?
Let's hit our enchantments.
All right. So the first one we got here, it's going to be City on Fire for 5 red, red, red. So 5/3 red. It has Convoke. So Convoke is your creatures can help cast this spell. Each creature you tap while casting this spell pays for 1. Only for the colors part, not for the pips. And what it does is, if a source you control would deal damage to a permanent or player, it deals triple that damage instead.
Mega rocks.
It can count for pips as well.
Huh?
It can count for pips as well.
Which ones?
Yeah, one color or one mana.
Yeah, that creature's color.
Oh, that's right. I'm thinking of something else. Blah. I'm dumb.
We have a lot of those extra things that give us damage because, again, we want to kill people with meteors, ideally. Ideally, no one interacts with us the whole game, and we just get to infinitely make meteors until we kill the table with meteors. We treat everyone like the dinosaurs, and Brian loves dinosaurs.
I do love dinosaurs.
See?
Especially the old TV show. That was a great show. Not the mama.
We have... is it me right now?
Kind of a flashback to last night. Yeah. Sherman.
Oh, it is. Okay. No, Sherman just read City on Fire.
Slothy,
right?
Yeah, Slothy went.
What?
No, Sherman City.
It's Dan.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, here we go. We got Dictator.
I gotta cause some chaos in this one, too.
Yeah. Three double red flash. If source would deal damage to a player or permanent, it deals double that damage. So again, just extra.
Is that Mogus and the Centaur guy?
Erois, yeah.
My money's on Mogus.
Yeah.
The next one, because it's awesome, we got Doubling Season, but not the right one. Four and a green. Enchantment, if an effect would create one or more tokens under your control, it creates twice that many tokens instead. If an effect would put one or more counters on a permanent you control, it put twice that many of those counters instead.
Yeah, we don't care about counters, but we do really care about having extra rocks.
Double rocks.
Well, yeah, that also, every time you get a Doubling Season or an extra trigger out or any of those things, right? It might seem like it's not really worth it to put Wolfgar in because I only have one card that cares about attack triggers, but that's four damage on attack to any target, and that will blow most things off the board, right? Like, it's the, you have to remember that four damage does kill a lot of creatures, or again, just bolt someone who's open.
Yeah, -1/-1 counters kills a lot of things.
Yeah. 2-1/-1 counters at the beginning of every end step, though. Ooh, who could imagine? Slothy, you're on the fires.
Yeah, we got Fires of Mount Doom. 2 red for legendary enchantment. When Fires of Mount Doom enter the battlefield, it deals 2 damage to target creature and opponent controls. Destroy all equipment attached to that creature. I don't like that. 2 red. Exile the top card of your library. You may play that card this turn. When you play a card this way, Fires of Mount Doom deals 2 damage to each player.
That's very nice.
A wild ability, because you can, it's play, so you can hit lands. So you play a land and you bolt everyone for 2. You're included, for sure. You're also taking the bolt damage, but, you know?
Worth it.
Meteors have splash damage.
All right, we got the next one. Girapur, Aether Grid for 2 red. Tap 2 untapped artifacts you control, and the grid deals 1 damage to any target.
Gross card.
The city of Gurfor is a living thing, and living things defend themselves.
True.
I've never seen that card before.
Yeah, it's pretty good in any deck that you're really, really ramping out like mana or artifact kind of stuff. It's really good, and especially when we're making like our mirror tokens kind of thing. It really hurts. We have a Helix Pinnacle. Because I like alternate win cons, and we have a lot of mana. One green, an enchantment with Shroud. Pay X, put X tower counters on Helix Pinnacle. Begin your upkeep. If there are 100 more tower counters on it, you win the game.
You're funny.
Yep.
Where's the stadium, Daniel? Where's the stadium?
It's not Slothy's deck.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's not Slothy's deck.
Just another one. Every time we go over, this is a great alternative WinCon.
This one, so like I said, I was building 2 decks. I only have one free parallel lives, so it's in the other deck. So there's no parallel lives, but you should put a parallel lives in here. It's a good card.
The next one we have is Leyline of Punishment, 2 red. If Leyline of Punishment is in your opening hand, you may begin the game with it on the battlefield. Players can't gain life, and damage cannot be prevented.
Yeah.
Dislike.
Yeah. Teferi's Protection away, brother.
Ooh.
Then we've got Planeswalker's Fury, 2 red. You can pay 3 red. Target opponent reveals a card at random from their hand. Planeswalker's Fury deals damage equal to that card's mana value to that player. Play this ability anytime you can play a sorcery.
Oh, that's fun.
That's a cool ability.
Interesting. Very interesting.
It can really hurt.
I like that.
And again, if you have your Unwinding Clock and it doesn't matter and you can get it, it's pretty cool to be able to just like sink like 20 mana into like, let's see what Brian has roulette. Because a lot of time Brian's got, I know the cards Brian likes. He likes his Doubling Seasons. He likes his Seedborns. Like, he's got a lot of high cost stuff in his hand a lot of the time.
Why is it always my name?
You ramp hard. You ramp hard, but you've got expensive cards for it.
I do.
That's a lot.
I do.
It's can you imagine, like, you get Planeswalker's Fury and you just hit something like silly, like the Roaming Throne. We all love the Roaming Throne, right? 4 mana, but I've got the City of Brasso, so you take 12 for your Roaming Throne, and then you have to reveal 4 more randoms.
Can you imagine just someone has like a 7-costing card and they only got the 1 card in their hand?
Oh yeah, somebody,
please show me the card over and over.
Someone wants to bring a Yuriko deck to this? Ooh. Or
that is exactly what's happening.
Yeah, Brady's Hidetsu, whatever one.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh. Hit an Aminatu's augury with this? Ooh. Get a little silly. Right.
Our last enchantment here, we have Primal Vigor for 4 and a green. If one or more tokens would be put onto the battlefield, twice that many of those tokens are put on the battlefield instead. If one or more +1/+1 counters would be placed on a creature, twice that many +1/+1 counters are placed on that creature instead.
Group hug. It's all group
hug. You're not allowed to use that word anymore.
That's our word?
You ever hear that saying something over and over makes it lose its meaning a bit?
No, everything's group hug. The next group hug card we have, Comet Storm. X double red. With a multi-kicker, choose any target, then choose another target for each time it was kicked. X damage to each of them. A good way to kill the table.
And we got Ball of the Titans. XX red. With a surge, X and red, you may cast a spell for a surge cost. If you or a teammate so this is for like when you do to a gen or whatever,
yeah, or if you just cast another spell.
Oh, okay. When you cast another spell this turn, Fall of the Titan deals X damage to each of up to two target creatures and or players. Yeah, that's a good way to finish off two people. Well, I'll draw, guys, I swear.
It's true. I was right. You know what, Brian, take the next one too and then read the flavor text.
All right, so we got Flaring Pain, 1 and a red. Damage can't be prevented this turn. We do have Flashback of 1 red, and I don't rub salt in the wounds. I use sulfur.
Toxrail.
Got you.
Toxrail.
This is what I feel every day when I wake up.
Sheesh.
You Fair. Should have been here last night there, sulfury.
Yeah, sulfury.
Flary pain.
Slothy, please.
Oh, I thought we were talking about rubbing sulfur in the wounds. Oh, flary pain. All right. That's my knees. I'm getting old.
Then we've got Second Harvest, 2 double green. For each token you control, create a token that's a copy of that permanent.
That's really, really good instant when we're. Because nothing says that these meteorites enter tapped. We are just making them tapped with the commander.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where does it say?
Oh,
create a tapped. Yeah, the commander makes them tapped. One second. So we can, like, that's a good way to just, like, kill the table on, like, instant. Be like, I am going to make 10 mana rocks. Death.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Damage.
All right, please carry on.
The last one we got is Unstable Footing for a single red. It has kicker for 3 in a red, and damage cannot be prevented this turn. Damage can't be prevented this turn. If Unstable Footing was kicked, it deals 5 damage to target player. The flavor text on this is stupid. A long way down is shorter than you think.
True.
Sure is.
We have a few lands in here that actually do matter a little bit. For kind of what Brian was talking about earlier, right? Like, we want to be able to, like, Brian was running Maze of Ith, right? And only a monster would destroy someone's Maze of Ith. So you have your Maze of Ith, you tap Brian, where's that smile? Anyone watching the video, send Brian your love. Little, like, Dragon Ball Z, hands up. Ooh, ceiling cam. Ooh. Okay, so we've got Maze of Ith is one of the ones that matters so that we can take our commander out of combat if we're not able to actually get it through, because we want it to swing. We want it to swing every turn that we can. Right, so a nice tap. Labyrinth of Skophos is the same thing. It taps for colorless or 4. Remove target attacking, and you can use them defensively if you need to, but that's not great. Kessig Wolf Run is a way to end the game with commander damage pretty easily. Just being able to pay that X green red, target creature gets XO and trample. You can pretty easily overrun people with your mana amounts that you have. That's like all the mana. That's all the real ones that matter. It's other than that, a pretty basic land section of only like $14. Maze of Ith must
dibs on the next card.
Is Maze of Ith really only $6 right now? $7.
Yeah, except if you want the judge promo.
I don't care about any promo. Maze of Ith was so expensive. I need to buy more Maze of Iths. On which one are you paying? Are you in your Planeswalkers or your Sorceries?
Sorceries.
Okay, yeah.
Because Daniel, you got some hell to pay.
True.
X and a red, hell to pay, deals the X damage to target creature. Create a number of tapped treasure tokens equal to the amount of excess damage dealt to that creature this way.
Pretty decent. Decent good ramp and removal still.
Then we've got Isengard Unleashed.
2 triple red. Damage can't be prevented this turn. If a source you control would deal damage to an opponent this turn or a permanent an opponent controls, it deals triple that damage instead. And then flashback for 4 triple red.
We have a lot of mana. We can potentially get all of that out the whole time. So if we get, like, even if
triple.
So even if we do that, our 2 is triple to 6, our 6 is triple to 18. So that's every meteorite is 18 damage on attack.
Ooh.
Then if we have a City of Brass, we triple again and we just blow the dinosaurs off the board.
Well, it also depends on how many other token copies you have coming in.
Yeah. It's Isengard Unleashed is a really cool card, but you don't really see it very often.
Was it the original? Was it the first release or the second release?
It might have been the second release.
Because I haven't really bought any of the second release, the Christmas one.
It says Tales of Middle-earth Commander, so maybe it's in one of the decks.
I don't recognize this artwork.
It might be one of the big, like, the big splash cards, kind of looking at it.
Yeah, it looks like this one with the mosaic.
Yeah, because every time I try and change it, too, I'm only seeing that full art version. So it must be from the mosaic one.
Yeah, it looks like someone else's foot is right above.
Yeah. Kay. Well, it's a cool card anyways.
Nonetheless,
we got Lava Burst for X and red. Lava Burst deals X damage to target creature or player. Effects that prevent or redirect damage cannot be used to protect that creature.
That's gonna be me after my second cup of coffee.
You know how hilarious it is to kill people through a Teferi's Protection anytime?
I'm glad Sloppy got that one.
I enjoy it, Brian, yes. Yeah, Lava Burst, I like that one a lot. Then we have as well our Parallel Evolution. It's 3 double green for each creature token to play. Ah, this is the wrong card.
Did you read the flavor text of Lava Burst too? That's pretty fun. Overkill? This isn't a game of kick the oof.
That's fun.
Or oaf.
Where is my... My logged in. Regardless, pretend that I don't have Parallel Evolution. That should be Parallel Labs. I was wondering why. I was just entering things wrong. There's Parallel Labs in there. Slothy, read me Parallel Labs, please. While I deck edit. Do-do-do. That's not even there.
So, we've got 3 and a green for an enchantment. If an effect create one or more tokens under your control, creates twice that many instead.
There we go. Pretend Parallel Labs was in the list the whole time. I was wondering. I was like, I was pretty sure I put them in both.
Whoop, 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 whoop. Oh.
There it is.
Yeah, exactly.
$32.99.
It was there the whole time.
$64.99 for the foil.
It's a pretty weak enchantment or sorcery and instant section. I'll give you guys that. My removal is killing people and rocks, I guess.
Oh, Daniel, where's your removal?
Yeah, my removal is my thing. You can meteorite the slug. You can lava burst the slug right in the face.
Hey, I had removal.
Special for you.
That's good. I had removal. Just Brady forced my hand.
True. I like it. We have 2 Planeswalkers in this deck as well. We've got Karn Living Legacy, which is a 4 mana legendary Planeswalker Karn. It's got starts with 4 loyalty. +1, you create a tap Power Stone token. We don't care. -1, pay any amount of mana. Look at that many cards from the top of your library, then put one into your hand and the rest on the bottom. In a random order, that's really good to dig.
Is this the broken one?
No. But it does have a really cool emblem of you get an emblem with tap an untapped artifact you control, 1 damage to any target.
I wouldn't even know what an emblem feels like.
Yeah, you don't like planeswalkers very often.
Herman.
Oh yeah, no, you're Ren.
Just to get my mana dorks back, you're an awful human being.
Nah, the Ren should die. We let you get an awful lot. Ren should die. And then who wants to take our last Planeswalker here?
I'll take the Ugin.
Speaking of Planeswalkers that should die.
We got Ugin the Spirit Dragon, 8 colorless. +2, Ugin the Spirit Dragon deals 3 damage to any target. Daniel. -X. XL, each permanent with converted mana cost X or less. That's 1 or more colors. And -10, you gain 7 life, draw 7 cards, then put up to 7 permanent cards from your hand onto the battlefield.
I'm going to be honest, most times I'm dropping Ugin and immediately -7ing it. I have mana rocks, I don't care, I'll recast my commander. Yep. But -7, exile all permanents with colors up to 7? That's a rough board wipe to come back from.
Yeah.
True that.
Especially if you, all your colorless stays.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean, right? Like, it's just, yeah. Roxanne is, it's not budget.
Sorry, what name?
Roxanne!
There we go.
It's not budget because of basically our enchantment section. Our enchantment section is like a third of the deck or a quarter of the deck.
As it should be.
Yeah, alone because of those doubling seasons, because of that stuff. Like, most of the other ones are pretty cheap. Like, you can really, if you don't run Ugin and you don't run your doubling season stuff, you can cut this like cost down by like 130, 140 bucks already. And then again, the same with the just simply don't hate your friends and don't run like Amulet or Alter the Brood and Roaming Throne. And you're looking at like a sub $150 deck, maybe.
Yeah, like no, I would say the it's looks fairly cheap to me, like for most things.
It's pretty thing even
price wise or CMC?
Both. Yeah, price wise. CMC's fine because you're making the mana rocks.
Yeah, your average is still 3.28 in a deck that's like focused on mana rocks. So it's not horrible. There's like I said, it looks really, really fun. The set's not out yet, so I don't have a Roxanne, and I haven't. I was just building it, like it got spoiled over the week, so I haven't got a game in with this. But I'm really excited to try this one, and then my second version of it. Do you wanna do a quick scroll on the video for the second version of it? Can you do that one, Brian, or would you have to explore?
I'd have to export over to Mox Field.
All right. Well, let me just quickly read some of the things that are. I told you the other one, so the other one is my Roxanne. It's called Put on the Red Light. It's a pretty good deck. It runs here's some notable things in the deck. We have a Blasting Station. We have a Winter Orb. We have an Emrakul Promised.
I already don't like the sounds of this.
We have an Emrakul Promised End. We have an It That Betrays. We have a Kozilek. We have the other Kozilek. We have a Sponsire of Ulamog. An Ulamog. Another Ulamog. We have a Burning Sand, so whenever a creature's put into a graveyard from play, that controller sacks a land, Carpet of Flowers, Doubling Season, we got a Food Chain. We got a Pyrohemia, so we can wipe the board. We got some Krosan Grip, some Volcanic Offerings. We have, I think, 20 cards that blow all the lands up.
Yeah, and your sorcery, yeah, your alone.
Such things as Bend or Break, Boom and Bust, Cleansing Wildfire, Decimate, Destructive Force, Epicenter, the Mulvuli, whatever. Acid Moss, something like that. We've got our Rain of Salt, destroy two target lands. Our Rain of Thorns, destroy lands. We've got Raze, we've got Ruination. It's a pretty mean deck.
What about the green one that blows up islands? Smother?
Not Smother, but Boil, I'm pretty sure, is in the deck.
Yeah.
Where's mine? No, I took Boil out.
Red, though.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I took Boil out of the deck. Sorry. We've got Wildfire. Each player sacks four lands. We've got Tremble. Each player sacks a land. Thoughts of Ruin. Each player sacks a land for each card in my hand. Tectonic Break. I'm
kind of surprised for the not so greasy one. There's a couple of red enchantments that I think would be fun since you're making all the artifact mana rocks. Whenever a player like taps a land for mana, it deals I think one damage. I just can't remember what the card's name is.
Really quickly, I do have to say this. This might be the highest salt score I've seen on one. It's a 73.4.
Cool.
Okay, let's get out of that deck. Let's leave that nonsense alone. but no, yeah, like are you talking about the one with Windgrace on it? The Planeswalker one? Planeswalker's Fury?
Maybe. I can't remember the exact name of the card, but I just know like when previously with my Mogus deck, whenever a player taps a land, it deals blank damage.
Oh, Mana Barbs?
One damage. Yeah.
Yeah, Mana Barbs is great.
Yeah, because like you would just be like, I'm not tapping my land. I'm just gonna use my mana rocks.
Oh, the deck I was just talking about has a Mana Barb in it as well.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's not fun.
No, I wouldn't believe it to be.
There's that whole cycle, by the way. There is a cycle of those Planeswalker cards. So there's Planeswalker's Mischief, Mirth, Favor, Fury, and what's the other one? Scorn. The blue one is... Let me zoom up on this.
I always sound so angry.
Sorry. Yeah, so the blue one is... It's two and a blue. Pay. They all pay, I think, three. Yeah, they're all three costs that you pay four for. So the blue one is target opponent reveals a card at random from their hand. If it's an instant or sorcery, remove it from the game. As long as it's removed from the game, you can play it as if it was in your hand. If it has X, the mana cost X is zero. oh, you can play it from your hand without paying its mana cost, which is pretty brutal. At the end of the turn, if you haven't played it, return it to the owner's hand. So you can play their instance for free, which is pretty cool. The white one is target opponent reveals a card, you gain life equal to its CMC. The red one is same, you reveal a card at random. Target creature gets XX, where X is its CMC. The black one is target opponent reveals from their hand, target opponent gets minus X, where X is the revealed card's mana cost. They're pretty cool. It's
Roxanne.
Yeah, it's I really, really like those cards. I wish they weren't sorcery speed only. And if they weren't, I think they'd be really widely played because those are super cool.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
But that's what Flash is for.
Yeah, that's Roxanne. What do you think?
Don't want to know about the rooster.
True.
Read the storyline.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll learn.
I'm sure there's something in there.
I'm going to name him Gary for the time being. Roxanne and Gary. I really like this deck, the Mana Rocks, because I enjoy, like, your Urza deck where you're just creating your Mana Rocks. I thought that deck was really fun. I don't know how I would build this, but I would probably actually have some Group Hug.
There's some Group Hug in there. Primal Vigor.
One card.
That's all you need. That's more Group
that's
Hug.
All, that's all you need.
That's more Group Hug than Toxrill gave you all night.
I scooped before the Group Hug even hit the floor.
No, it was down. You could have got your double draw. You didn't even draw to see what you got. You technically didn't.
There was nothing I could have done.
You technically didn't scoop at sorcery speed because you did it in your upkeep. You can't cast sorceries in your upkeep. It's nonsense.
Yeah, you and Brady left me alone. Alone to deal with that.
Nothing I could have done.
In fairness, I wasn't swinging at anyone. I was just chilling with slugs.
Yeah. And it bit him in the butt.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, River rebuked him.
Yeah, River's rebuke hurts. River's rebuke hurts so bad. It was
yeah, this card, like, so many cards.
I really enjoyed River's rebuke as target player returns all non-land permanents to their hand. And Sherman's like, I River's rebuke. And I was like, what, and you target yourself? That doesn't make sense. Oh, it hurt. Oh, it hurt so bad. But yeah. It's Brian, real thoughts on it. You like the rooster, but what do you think of the deck?
Oh, I said it. I like it. I just don't know how I would build it.
That's fair.
But I do enjoy it. Like, because I like the chaos. I like my Mogus. So I do enjoy it. It's like it's almost like a mana rock instead of a Nim making gnome. You're making rocks that do stuff.
Yeah, that rock ability is crazy.
Be funner if create mana rocks equal to the number of plus one counters on her. For every attack that you get a +1/+1 counter. No,
that'd be too silly. Too silly. That's your War Leader's Call just stapled onto the rocks. War Leader's Call is a crazy card. Slothy, what do you think?
I like it. I think I might build a version of this one because it seems really fun.
I think there's a lot of directions you can go in this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
going to go land destruction.
Yeah, I was going to say, I certainly don't think anyone's going to go the way my second one went, but...
However, I do think it'd be fun to bust your land destruction version out, as well as my Windgrace land destruction deck.
It would be fun.
You destroy them all, I'll steal them.
Yeah, exactly. I would enjoy that. Yeah, no, I really, really like this deck with the ability to just make so many mana rocks. Like I said, there's so many ways that you can go with this. Like the... I just went like basically Mana Sink City.
Mm-hmm.
I went as many. Sherman, what do you think of the deck?
I enjoyed the deck. I have like some ideas of how I would make this deck because
you would have a piece of removal.
Removal? What's that? I would like the first thing I would do is probably like once again you know me. I like to steal things. So like even like Treasure Nabber.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that as soon as you said that.
You know, things like that, you know. Grab some other people's stuff and sack it. Same thing with Captivating Crew, all that jazz.
Ooh, being able to Captivating Crew mana sink would hurt.
Oh yeah. That's a thing, right? Because you're doubling up the mana. Another way I would do it, actually I had three ways I would do this. I would do one with that. Another way I would do it, because it reminds me of what I did with Wolfguard, where I called the deck run away, where like you have like Maze of Vision and all that stuff, but I would fill my deck up with nothing but like untap target attacking creature, so like Land of War Scouts or like Lay Druid,
yeah,
because you know, to tap and untap the Maze of Ith and just get the attack triggers from everything. So Roxanne says enter the battlefield or attack, so if you attack with Roxanne just bring it out of combat after.
Yeah,
I would do that. All right, and the third thing I would do is something along the lines where with Danny Lewis, where all artifacts that are not creatures become artifact equipments, because I have a deck like that right now where like you, your talks role, I have like 30 mana rocks in there,
yeah,
you know, and I have like a Microsynth Lattice, so I can tap everything and just load it up on Danny Lewis and they all get +1/+0.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I would probably do the same thing there, because the rocks would tap it, equip themselves onto Roxanne or whatever creature, and just go to town.
Yeah, make them huge.
Yeah.
That's fair. Another thing that you could put in here too is just you could go an all attack strategy that had like things like the extra combats, like the Morog Brian was saying, the like red is the extra combat colors, right? So you can do the Anzrag for the extra things, the Aggravated Assault Bear Umbra combo if you want to just, even if you have that Maze of Ith, Bear Umbra and just take infinite combats and make infinite rocks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like it. Blow everything up off the board, pass the turn. That's how you,
that's the way,
that's
to go.
How you Roxanne.
Yeah.
Sorry, who?
Yeah. Roxanne. I love the edit, and it's just like Roxanne, but it's just rocks, and it's like the whole intro the whole way, and it just does the rocks and then stops the song. It's good. Yeah.
Rocks.
That's the Roxanne deck. The rocks and outro. Thank you guys for getting through my list, and definitely check out the really quickly before we even get into the outro, check out this Toxrill game, see if it was fair. I liked it. I enjoyed Toxrill. It'll be up eventually. It was streaming. We're gonna probably do some more of those stream games soon. It was fun to actually get back into that. If you like our content, come to intothe99.com. Everything can be found there. We've got great articles, lots of YouTube videos. Subscribe on YouTube if you haven't already subscribed on YouTube. We're close to another milestone on that, so really help us out. Like, share, subscribe. It really, really does help us out. If you want to go above and beyond that, support us on Patreon. It's like, share, subscribe is a great free way to do it. And if you want to go above and beyond the free way, which you should all be doing. But if you want to go above and beyond and join the like awesome people we have on Patreon, as little as a dollar, get in there, come chat with us about building decks. We can make Roxanne decks together. We can make Eldrazi. We can try break the 75 salt score. Yeah, I like that. I like it. That's it. Oh yeah, sorry. If you want to build an expensive deck like the second Roxanne deck, go to bestproxyshop.com. Promo code IT99. Discount at checkout.
Yeah. And huge thanks to our patrons, Thunder Emperor's Command, Whipsaw, Calvinus Prime, Jay Hunchek, Strange Ronin, and Tanner Cherry.
Yeah, you guys all rock.
Yeah, guys.
You guys all Roxanne? Roxanne! And then I end it. I don't. Thank you guys again so much for listening.
Let
ya.
Oh, perfect timing. Now we end.